The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I remember when I was in law school, there was one year that I was trying to get my schedule to be only Wednesday, Thursday. It's very hard to do that, but I was trying like for weeks to figure out how to get class. I don't have to show up twice a week. Very important work. And I found myself when I was davening, asking Hashem to make sure that my last class fit in so I'd only have to show up twice a week. So I went to my Rebbe and I said, Rebbe, can I ask you a question? I said, I feel bad. Like, people are dying, people are sick, there's real stuff going on, and I get the Shema Kolenu, and I feel myself, when Shema Kolenu comes, not asking for, like, big things, I feel myself asking God to help me get a class so that I can do less work in law school. So God says to, so my Rebbe says to me, I think you don't understand how Hashem works. This advice that he gave me has changed my entire life. He says, I don't think you understand how Hashem works. I said, well, I'm happy for you to enlighten me. He said, Hashem is your mirror. If you respond to Hashem and all you care about are the big things, then all he will get involved in is the big things. If you speak to Hashem about little things, he will get involved in little things. If you think Hashem is too important and too busy to worry about the little things in your life, you know what happened? He is your mirror. He's not going to stand in a place where you don't want him. He will remove himself from the little things in your life and he'll come around for the big things. If you think God is too busy, I had this once on a deal. I'll never forget this, on a conference call. We had 20 guys on a conference call, and one guy happened to have been an evangelical Christian. And we're sitting there saying we're going to close, and the evangelical says, we will close with the help of the Lord Almighty. And I was like, amen. And I had one guy on my call. I could have killed him. He goes, I'm sorry, John. God has more important things to do than to worry about our little deal. How about like curing cancer and world poverty and global climate. And I'm like, you totally don't. I didn't say this out loud because it was a conference call. I'm like, what a shame. In a second, you could have put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your deal. And because you think he's too busy, what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it. He's limited like we are. When you move Hashem out of your life, then you don't get that presence.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.